Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's ZZ Top bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Paul Casey's our guest. He's the one and only Paul Casey. He's been a great member of our Brain Trust now for almost a decade. CEO of Casey Communications, the author of Is Self-Employment for You? And we're talking about some things that you need to make sure, some fundamentals to make sure that you're returning to, just like automatic, you're returning home to these fundamentals in your business before you go wandering off on a bunch of new stuff, which we all need to do. Let's go back to these fundamentals first. Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us. You talked to us in the previous segment about focusing on existing customers, new ways of thinking about how to do your business. Also, you encourage us to execute, don't overthink. What's next?
Well, before I leave that, Jim, I want you to challenge me, okay? You just said something that just kind of, wow, took me a little back, and that is that I'm doing this for almost a decade with you, and
yeah.
The reason we started is that I wrote a book,
as you're right,
called Self-Employment for You, and I've been threatening the last year or two to update that book,
yep.
And I haven't got to it because I haven't executed, right? Just what I was preaching.
You got to commit
yeah.
To it. Mm-hmm.
So I would like you to challenge me to do that the next time I'm on your show. If you could mark down where I'm at the book. We need some incentive.
I do that all the time with people. I'm trying to get people to write books all the time because if you've got something going on, if you got something to say, other people need to hear about it. And that's the reason why I'm glad you wrote your book. And self-employment today looks different from it than it did 10 years ago.
Well, yeah, and you know what? Facebook hadn't been invented.
That's
when
right.
I wrote the book. So there you
right.
go.
Right, exactly.
So on to the next one. This would be the fourth, and this has to do with as a business owner, I think we tend to get in our comfort zone and do what we do best every single day, but what my challenge would be to business owners to get out there and meet people at the start of this year, network, socialize, get your cards, get your emails out. And I'm not saying email blast, things like that. You and I both know we get how many hundreds
yeah.
of emails a day
right.
or a week,
right.
and it's just flattened out, thrown. That doesn't work. What does work is still people buy from people
yep.
predominantly if they trust you. And you
face to face is the original social media.
That's right.
And you got to meet the world. The world is out there, folks. It's a big physical world. That's one thing that people need to remember, that the world, even though we have all this digital stuff, and we're going to talk a lot about that in our next interview, but the world is still a physical world. It's not
right.
a virtual world. It's physical. And it will meet you halfway, but it won't come more than halfway. You've got to meet it in the middle, and that means you got to get up off your backside and go out there and take it on face-to-face.
Yeah, and, you know, it may be months, even years, before something really breaks for you. But when it breaks, it can break really big. And I have a couple of stories myself on that you continue to just slog away and network and things, and you think it may not be doing any good, and then all of a sudden you turn around one day and, boy, it hits. It's a real pleasant experience, but you just have to do it. And I think it's even more important today, and I think it gives you a competitive advantage if you do it today as opposed to even, well, it's always been important, but we're so digital focused now that I think the human interaction is something that people are craving for more than any other time. So you flip and go the other direction, I think it
would
be really helpful.
Well, I think we just need to remind people what Nesbitt said. John Nesbitt said 30 years ago, and I still think he's right. His prediction has now become a prophecy, and that is that the more high touch people have, the more high tech they have, the more high touch we will want.
Interesting. I got to reread him.
Yeah, it's still true today. Every word of it, and even as people, and I talk about this in my new book, Paul, in the Age of the Customer, that you know, as much as the age of the customer is driven by technology, people still are gravitating more towards humanity, more towards our values and trust.
Right.
Those are not values and trust are not digital things, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Those are real human things.
What doesn't directly relate to exactly what you're saying there, but Frank Bruni in the New York Times has a really good article on technology today,
yep,
and how it's removing us from just what you're talking about, basically.
Yep. All right, what's the last one?
The last one would be think aging. I've said this before, but I believe in it so wholeheartedly that you go with the momentum of what this society is occurring, the demographics, and the shift to the aging population is enormous. Think of it like a python snake in the middle of it, where you just see the boom coming down.
You see the,
like swallowing,
you see the pig,
pig
moving through the snake, huh?
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about in the aging population. So just think about how you can serve this burgeoning population. They have 80% of the financial resources in the country,
mm-hmm,
and they're
going to live their lives more than their parents did.
That's right, and they'll have another 30, 40 years, and they really are looking at creative ways to spend that money, education.
And while you're doing that, don't take your eye off the ball of their grandchildren's generation, which is just now coming into their own money.
Precisely.
That's something else to think about. Hey, Paul, give us the website again, please.
I'm going to give you another one. And this is take the self-employment test. If you're thinking about going into business, it's prospectsforsuccess.com.
All right.
Questions.
Hey, Paul, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.